Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. We are back. It's 13 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. That's the number that you want to call if you have a question about being home-based, about your home-based business that you're in or the one you're dreaming about, because we have one of the experts with us today, and her name is Beverly Williams. She's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business. She is a member of our Brain Trust, and she is my very, very good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you, and wanted to ask you before we get into some of the home-based stuff, Hurricane Floyd is bearing down on you.
That it is.
Are you feeling any of the effects yet?
Well, for some reason, we started having heavy rains yesterday, and last night lost electricity for a few hours.
We did.
Have no idea why, and apparently we were one of the isolated pockets.
Hmm.
They're anticipating the possibility of still some more power outages in our area again today, the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Ooh.
But the good news, I understand, is that Floyd has been downgraded in its intensity and is moving a little bit more east than what they thought it was going to do. So
it's down to like a 1 or a 2 or something
right,
like that. Now,
right on
two.
The verge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see how big that thing was?
It is tremendous.
I mean, when it was beside Florida, it was bigger than the state of Florida.
Yes. Yeah. And the cloud bands went all the way up the East Coast, I mean, up above us almost to New York. So that's quite a long reach that storm had and still has.
I heard someone made a joke on the radio the other yesterday, I think it was. I heard someone say, you know, why did they name a hurricane after the barber on Mayberry? I thought that was pretty good.
Yes. Did they have an answer?
No, I think he was just trying to be funny. I don't think he was expecting an answer.
Well, and it's wonderful to be able to have some humor about things like this. Unfortunately, there's also people who may have lost their humor who were affected by this storm, and home-based businesses get a double whammy. I'm not sure too many people have thought about that. When you live and work under the same roof, you not only have to make sure your family is safe, but you want to try and protect your business from the storm damages as well. We've talked in the past about having, you know, appropriate insurance and not assuming your homeowners will cover
right.
business in the home. It's even more important if you live in areas that get hit by storms like this.
Right.
You have probably less of a chance of your insurance covering you automatically and the need for an additional policy. But there are a lot of things that people can do, even at the last minute, to protect their business, particularly if they have equipment like computers and scanners and copiers and so forth. One gentleman that I know in Florida, in fact, he's a friend of ours that you've had on the show, Jeff Zabar, sent out an email letter yesterday to his friends to say, I'm okay, I'm preparing for the storm, I've got my green trash bags ready, and I'm covering up equipment like crazy.
Hunkering down.
He got his family taken care of first, made sure they had everything they needed, and then he began to prepare for the office.
Did he leave?
I don't believe he actually ended up leaving, because I think the storm changed its course before it actually got to them. And this was on Monday. I was talking to a reporter in Miami on Monday who said, when we finished the interview, he said, well, I'm now evacuating my office. So, and I know that the storm did sort of bypass them a little more than they thought it was going to, so I'm sure they were fine. But there are a lot of people along the coast that have home-based businesses that hopefully took the precautions they needed. If you've got a two-story house, I'd certainly move things up to an upper level if you live anywhere in low country.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature. But it's a shame to wait until the last minute, and that's part of the planning for your business should be, when you have a home-based business particularly, what's the worst thing that could happen, and how would you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
We've told the story many times about my lightning strike. I never would have thought my house would have been hit by lightning. Maybe a lot of people don't think they'll ever be in the path of a hurricane. But what if? What would you do if that happened? How would you prepare in advance? Maybe as simple as moving your equipment up to a higher level, or moving it off the premises, or making sure at least that your records are either electronically transmitted off-site, or you have backup copies in a safe place somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing that happens in small and home-based businesses, you start out really teeny tiny. I mean, you're just a little bitty. You're just a little bitty business. Maybe it's just an hour a day or whatever. But over a period of time, 6 months or 6 years, it finally it evolves into something that's pretty significant. And it's really you sort of settled in, and it's very comfortable to you, and it's just your life there. Mm-hmm. But what you haven't really stopped to take stock of is that, hey, I've got a pretty good size operation here in my home. There's a lot of stuff here to take care of.
Right.
And it's sort of gotten bigger than you realize it has.
Exactly.
And so your point is really well taken in that you need to, as you say, develop a plan for what you're going to do. And you don't need to just wait for storms, as we've talked about before, because you could have a lightning strike, could happen at any mm-hmm. time. You could have a fire. You could have a burglary or something like that.
Well, you can have a water pipe burst in mm-hmm. your bathroom upstairs above your office, or any number of normal catastrophes in a household that, although it might ruin grandma's favorite rug, if it's coming down on your computer and that's mm-hmm. the main thing of your business, or any other equipment, I don't mean to keep talking about computers, that also affects your business life.
So. And you know, the Farmer's Almanac, by the way, is predicting, I heard this week that Farmer's Almanac is predicting one of the worst winters we've had in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Sorry to hear that.
but even just regardless of whether you have any kind of a catastrophe or not, mm-hmm. I just cannot watch the news in where they're covering Florida and where almost 1 million people were forced to evacuate, were told that they had to evacuate.
Right.
Think about how many small business owners, home-based and otherwise, had to close up their shops and board up their windows. Mm-hmm. Think about the business owners in the Bahamas. Those folks, basically, I mean, they're just unconnected to the rest of the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And now the people in the Carolinas who are getting 10 inches of rain, that's lost business.
Right.
Obviously, we're concerned about their lives and their safety and their property, but they're losing a lot of business right now. Our hearts go out to those guys. Stand by, Beverly. We've got to take a break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Beverly Williams. Stay with us. We are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. And I don't think I've said it yet, so I'm going to say it because I mean it. I appreciate your business. And I hope you and your customers, you and your employees, I should say, are telling your customers that every single time you get a chance to do that. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, the AAHBB, an organization that I absolutely recommend to you with all my heart. I recommend that if you are home-based now, if you are dreaming, thinking, planning, scheming about being a home-based business owner, that you go to your computer and you type in aahbb.org, and you check them out, because they are good folks. And you will definitely benefit from being part of that organization. What's it, $30 a year, Beverly?
$30 a year.
A measly, paltry $30 a year that I know, believe you me, having been home-based at least twice, I know how big a deal $30 can be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good investment, isn't it?
Well, we think so. We certainly think so.
As I've said before, it's worth $30 a year just to be a part of any organization that Beverly Williams is a part of. Beverly,
you're so kind.
Give us the phone number if someone wanted to call you.
And they can call 1-800-447-9710.
All right. And let's talk about the community. Let's talk about how your home-based business, what you should be doing in your community.
Well, there are a lot of things that small businesses and home-based businesses particularly can do to give back to the community, to be involved in their community, and it will all be very helpful to them and their business. because people get do business with people they know. That's a slogan that my chamber has used for years and years and years, and I firmly believe in it. And one way to get known is to get some publicity. As bad as it may be for some home-based businesses right now going through hurricanes, or maybe they're involved in some of these fires out in the West Coast, they can turn that around into an opportunity to perhaps get some media attention for home-based businesses and themselves in particular by contacting the press after they've gotten everything else handled and letting them know what effect disasters like this have on home-based business owners. As you said, loss of income, making sure that your family's safe first, and then having to look at your business as well because it's under the same roof.
Well, don't forget, your customers are discombobulated. I mean,
right.
I mean, the whole marketplace, it's not just your business, it's everything around your marketplace.
Exactly.
Has basically, disintegrated.
Mm-hmm. The media are always looking for story ideas that will appeal to their audience. They are looking for human interest stories, and they are always looking for home-based business stories. I actually helped create, or I did create, back in 1994, Home-Based Business Week to commemorate the beginnings of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, which was in October. So the second week in October every year, people have an opportunity to sort of toot their own horns if they're a home-based business during Home-Based Business Week. The media are always looking at the things going on. I'm sure you have, Jim, a copy of Chase's annual events.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that the media are always looking at. It's a daily calendar that has everything imaginable in this book, starting with things that have been declared for that day or that week, birthdays listed, special events that are not necessarily sponsored by anybody, but things that have happened during that time and are commemorated every year. The media looks through this calendar, and they find out, okay, there's a Home-Based Business Week is the second week in October, and there's a contact name, it happens to be me. Every year I get calls from them saying, we'd like to talk to home-based business people who have a unique story, who have a unique office set up, a unique business, something a little different to tell the world about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have names of people we can call?
It might be something like how you juggle a full-time job in a home-based business, or a part-time job in a full-time home-based business,
right.
or it might be that you've got two different home-based businesses, or an interesting type of a home-based business, something that's kind of unique, right?
Right. Sometimes they're looking for husbands and wives that are working together out of the home,
the
same or a different business.
We're going to talk about that some more, because I've got some questions for Beverly on this issue, and also a couple of comments that I want to make, and then we're going to continue to talk about how to operate in your community, in your small-based business. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our special guest. Stay with us, please. We are back. It's 33 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Joan Pride is associate editor with the Kiplinger Letter. She's going to be with us in the next hour. But right now, we're visiting with Beverly Williams, who's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, the AAHBB. And we're talking about some things that you can do in your community to give a little bit of, to get a little publicity, to get a little bit of coverage for not only your business, but for home-based businesses in general, to promote the concept and the acceptability of home-based businesses. And Beverly, you were talking about contacting the local media.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I'd like to point out is that I believe that the average person out there who's listening and who might be someone who could do this is probably saying, wait a minute, you know, these guys, they don't want to hear from me. In other words, they probably never even made contact with a reporter before.
Right.
And if they have, if they've made contact with some of these guys, some of these guys can be a little bit aloof sometimes.
Well.
And so all I was going to say is, you don't concern yourself with that, because what you may not realize is, I believe that 9 out of 10 times you will find that they are very glad that you call them.
Absolutely.
They are, because there's this one word, Beverly, that they deal with every day, and you can help them out with that. And it's called deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a deadline. If you call a reporter, if you leave a message on a voicemail for anybody that's in the media business, especially the print media, they'll say, "This is so and so. Leave a message. If you're on a deadline." Or whatever. I mean, that word is almost always in their voicemail message.
Mm-hmm.
So they know how that is, and if you can help them, if you've got something for them, they will talk to you, and they will be glad to hear from you.
Yes, but there are some other key things, key ways to make sure that they're interested in talking to you, and that is to understand what their deadlines are, when their deadlines are, who their target market is, who they're trying to get interested in their publication or their radio show or their television show. And there's a way you can find out that information very easily. The United Way puts out a media fact book for every major metropolitan area in the country. And for less than $10, you can buy a copy of that book, and it's updated every year, and it lists all of the media in your area. It tells you who their target audience is, what kind of news stories they're interested in, who to contact, how to contact them, do they want things by email or fax or regular mail, and what their circulation is, what area their circulation is, so that you can say, "I have a story that will be wonderful, of interest to your market."
Exactly. Now, another thing that I would like to recommend is that you not only tell them about your story, but do a little bit of homework before you do, all for yourself and for others. Find another home-based business person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but if you call them and say, "Look, Home-Based Business Week is coming up in about a month or so, and I thought maybe you might be interested in knowing a little bit about what I'm doing and some others."
Mm-hmm.
Say something like that. Mm-hmm. And what that does, see, they will be less likely to write a story around you.
Right.
Even if they say, "Okay, I'll take your story," and if they haven't even thought about it, their first thought is going to be, "I've got to find at least one more."
Mm-hmm.
Because I cannot make it look like I'm giving this one business this coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They've almost got to keep their integrity between their advertising and their editorial, they've almost got to have another comment.
You're absolutely right.
And so if you'll tell them that you've got somebody else that they can talk to, well, what you've done is you've done their work for them.
Right, right, exactly.
And they will like that, and you'll probably get the deal done.
Mm-hmm. They are surprisingly interested in home-based businesses. Some of them have just now begun to realize how many home-based businesses there are operating, and they have begun looking at how they differ from a small business located outside the home.
Mm-hmm.
So you may help them with some comparisons there. Tell them what has been beneficial to you and your family. You know, go to the community view. Talk about the fact that you're now spending your income in your local community rather than an hour away where you used to commute to your
mm-hmm.
job. Look for the angles. Read the newspapers in your area and look at the type of stories that they're talking about now, particularly in the business pages.
And the issue is not about how wonderful your products are.
No.
Or what a great resource you are to your customers. That's not the angle. And believe it or not, Beverly, this is hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember first coming to terms with that, with that part of me dealing with the media a long time ago, and I didn't understand why what I was doing wasn't the neatest thing in the world to them, you know. And I finally figured it out. So you got to realize that. Now, if you don't know another small home-based business person, shame on you for not being a better networker. But
absolutely.
No, I'm just teasing, because maybe you just got started. But if you don't know someone, do two things. Make the call anyway, because they still will probably take your story and then go have to do the work themselves.
Right.
But number two, go noodle around and try to find somebody else's home base. I suspect that if you ask around a little bit and do some checking, you'll find someone that's a lot closer than you thought they were.
Right. Probably right in your own neighborhood.
Probably right around the corner. That's
right.
Exactly right. But more than likely, you probably know somebody whose home base is pretty close to you. Okay, Beverly, we're going to take a break. Folks, it's 39 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you have a specific question or a general question about how to do some of the things that Beverly and I are talking about, give us a call. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. You know who you are. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. 21 Success Tips for Home-Based Businesses by Beverly Williams is a cassette. It's information that we're covering on the show, but it's also available in the cassette from Beverly Williams. And if you'd like to buy a cassette of that, which I recommend that you do, all you have to do is call Beverly or check her out on the website and email her. Beverly, give us a phone number if someone would like to buy one of your cassettes.
Well, they can contact me through the association at 1-800-447-9710. Or they can go to the website at www.aahbb.org and email me at the association from there.
Okay, sounds good. And it's, what is it, $14?
It's $15 plus $1.50 for postage and handling, so $16.50 total.
Okay, total counting the shipping and handling. Right. And if you're a member of the of the AAHBB, it's actually less than that.
It's $12, right.
Shipping and all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, sounds good. And folks, I recommend you check that out. I've forgotten, was it about an hour?
It is an hour.
An hour. It's a nice tape to pop into your computer, into your cassette player when you're driving along in the car or whatever, and a lot of great information. 21 success tips for home-based businesses, including how to get a little publicity in your community, right?
Right.
Sure. Talking about deadlines, you mentioned that Home-Based Business Week is coming up. Now, there are a lot of people listening who are home-based, Beverly, who this is the first year they've been home-based.
Okay.
And they don't even know that there is a Home-Based Business Week.
Right.
Except that we just told them.
Right.
Now, is this the week of the 10th through the 16th?
It certainly is.
Okay, so that's the second full week in October.
Right.
Now, you need to start working on this right now.
Right.
Because these people, those kinds of features, they get those done a long time, many times several weeks before they actually come up, because those are drop-in pieces, aren't they?
That's correct.
Those aren't necessarily current news. Those are features, and they're working on those today.
Right. And normally you would send a press release or make a phone call at a minimum of 3 weeks before the event that you're trying to have publicized.
Right.
So, yes, we're looking at now.
But don't presume that it's too late. It's not too late. We're just saying you need to go ahead and get started. And also, if you contact them, as we were talking earlier, you may be the other person they're looking for, or the third person they're looking for.
Right.
Even if they're writing that article, they may not have all of their resources that they need. They may say, "I'm glad you called because I needed somebody else. I need another comment."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They usually will talk to half a dozen people, and you may be lucky enough to get one line attributed to you in the story, or you may have several paragraphs, depending on how much space they want to fill and how much interest they had in what you particularly were saying. Each reporter generally tends to have their angle, what they want to bring across in the article. And the more help you can give them, the better chance that you're going to get your name in print.
Right.
And the reason it's so important to have your name in print in a story like this is if you sit down and think about how you perceive reading an ad versus reading somebody being mentioned in a story written by somebody else,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole different perception. And if you have been contacted, or they assume you've been contacted by a reporter, then people will think about you very differently. They'll look at you more as the expert. You must be good if a reporter interviewed you.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you are very good at what you do, and you want that to come across. And when your name is in print, people will remember you more than if they've just seen your name in an ad.
And don't be hiding your light under a bushel here, folks,
right.
Because you probably are an expert. In fact, you may be convinced that you're not an expert. But for the average person reading that subject matter, you are an expert.
Right.
You know more than they know about that. And that's what an expert, basically what it means to be an expert.
Well, and even if people are uncomfortable with that title, that's okay, but you're certainly knowledgeable, whether the story subject is how to manage a home-based business. You don't have to know all the answers, but sharing your own experience will help other people. How you got started in your business, why you chose the type of business you did, what kind of impact it's had on your family. These are all issues that people who are looking to start a home-based business are interested in reading about. They want to know how other people have done it.
Well, and let's talk about a little self-serving subjects here, and that is getting your business promoted.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, we don't need to leave without talking about that. Much to the chagrin of the newspaper and the radio stations who carry the show and the television stations, home-based business owners don't spend a lot of money on paid advertising.
Right. They don't have it to spend.
They don't have it to spend. That's exactly right. And we all know that the only way for people to do business with you is if they know about you.
Right.
And so this is one way for you to very inexpensively get your message out.
That's right. I think that, you know, it's usually pretty clear to reporters and to others when it's totally self-serving and when it is indeed serving others as well as
right.
serving yourself.
Right.
And that integrity level must be there.
You need to be subtle about it.
You really do. And it's, I guess I have always been a nurturing type of person, and therefore I want to give information to other people. I have to make a living off of it also.
Yes.
But I want to give to other people.
And that's the attitude. You're casting your bread on the water, right, Bev?
Right. Exactly.
Stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, it's 50 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're talking about how to get the word out about home-based businesses and your business and your marketplace. Stay with us. We'll be right back. After the hour, thank you for joining us. Home-based business week. Is that what it's called, Beverly?
That's it.
Home-based business week is the second full week in October, the 10th, which is Sunday, through the 16th, which is Saturday. And you need to start, if you're a home-based business, you need to start thinking about how you can promote what you do. Not the specific thing that you do, but the way you do it out of your home. Based out of your home, in your community. And this would be a great time to start doing some networking, to try to raise the consciousness among your other home-based business owners in your area to meet some of those guys.
Mm-hmm. They can call their Chamber of Commerce if they're not a member and find out how many home-based businesses they think they have.
Now, wait a minute, Beverly. Everybody who's listening to this show is a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
I would hope so.
I mean, as many times as they've heard me go on and on about being a member of the Chamber of Commerce, surely everyone who's listening is a member. So I think we can go ahead and presume that,
okay.
Beverly.
Then they can look at their directory.
Exactly. Just open the drawer, go to your Chamber of Commerce file, and pull your directory out. We know you have it.
Or they can go to the next networking event, and the reason for being there is to find several other home-based business owners.
Yep. And ask the folks that you know at the chamber, you know, who are some of these other people who are home-based? Because it won't necessarily be on their business card.
That's right.
And they don't wear, you know, a certain color hat or whatever.
That's right.
You know, because they're home-based, and so you need to ask them that.
Yes, you do.
Who are the other home-based business people in this area? That's what you want to ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's various networking techniques that some chambers use to get people talking to each other. And you might even suggest that that's one of the things that might help is to find some way to identify different segments of businesses, one of them being a home-based business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of different ways that you can get to know other home-based business owners. You might even just look to see who's walking their dog in the middle of the day and go out and start up a conversation. They may be home-based business owners. You never know. I think another important key to all of this publicity is certainly I want to help people become aware of Home-Based Business Week. And I get nothing out of this. It's simply an opportunity for home-based business owners to help themselves by raising the perception, the professional image of home-based business owners. And by having a week to celebrate home-based businesses and giving them an opportunity to have a little news peg, you know, a reason for calling the media, they can help themselves to have a better idea of people out there in the community about what home-based businesses do and who we are.
And if the chamber tells you or your downtown organization, whatever, tells you that no one's planning a home-based business activity, then you do it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I I promise you, if you go to your chamber or your downtown organization or maybe even your newspaper or the radio station, whatever, and you said, I'd like to organize something, some kind of an event, a press conference or a mixer or something like that for Home-Based Business Week, I promise you, you'll find somebody who will say, hey, we'll do that with you.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll help you. I bet the chamber will help you.
Well, and the chamber that I belong to, we have a home-based business committee, and we actually are working with our local mall to have some coupons available for discounts for home-based business owners to bring a client to lunch at the mall or to buy a special gift for a client or just simply to enjoy for yourself in celebration of Home-Based Business Week. And it's good publicity for all of us.
But the key is to get started right now.
That's
because
right.
It's closing on us very fast, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. With only a few more weeks, and you need to get some information out there, get your thoughts together, plan what the angle is, or maybe several different angles that the reporters might be interested in. Get to know who the media are in your community, and then contact them.
Beverly, that's the last word. Thank you very much. As always, you did great. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with the AAHBB. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.